This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW. Written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 168, entitled My Contempt for MGTOW's Apoliticality. Description. This flyer expresses my contempt for MGTOW's apolitical passivity in not getting out there to spread the MGTOW / masculist ideas to the general public, especially to women, to force them to stop expecting men to be manslaves to them, to pay for them to live in middle-class houses so that women can raise their kids in them. The whole gender political zeitgeist needs to be changed, and that will take political action on the part of the MGTOW / masculists. Now for the flyer itself, if I can find the bloody cursor. Where's the cursor? Shit. Oh. Wrong computer, just a minute. Okay. My contempt for MGTOW's apoliticality. In the 1950s, there was no second wave feminism in the US because Betty Friedan, who got the movement started with her book The Feminine Mystique, had not written it yet. The second feminist wave had to be invented, and a lot of women had to work hard to get it moving. In the 2010s, there is no real MGTOW / masculist movement, because there aren't enough men to get it moving, that is, really moving, to the point that it changes politics and the daily expectations of most of the population. Personally, I have a contempt for the lack of political commitment of the MGTOWs, who have passive mentalities, who don't care about the gender stress of their fellow men, and prefer to simply quietly walk away from the marriage market and paternity as a reaction against the genocracy of third-wave feminism. I spoke with Betty Friedan in Copenhagen at the Women's UN Conference in 1981. I was there preaching masculist ideas to women like her, that is, open-minded, seeing that both sexes had major gender role problems. She struck me as a very reasonable, far-sighted, smart woman who could see the big picture and was as interested in men's gender problems as women's. She was a very different kettle of fish from the third-wave feminists, who were a lot dumber, because second-wave feminism had spread to the female masses, who were still fluffies with respect to their attitudes towards men, expecting men to be cash machines so that women could have babies in a middle-class house that men pay for. What MGTOW / masculists need to do is to change the basic attitudes and expectations of women so that they stop seeing men as cash machines, whose role in life is to pay for women. That attitude needs to be stamped out by having men, especially MGTOW / masculists, punish women who have such attitudes by refusing to have anything to do with them, forcing them to rot on the shelf to extinction. But that attitude on the part of the fluffies is not going to happen until MGTOW / masculist ideas become part of the culture, and not as it is today, still confined largely to a fringe group on the internet. To change the latter situation, we need to really get the MGTOW / message out, by being far more political than MGTOWs are today. MGTOWs operate under the false belief that they are powerless to change society, so they argue that they will simply walk away from it. But that very act of walking away is MGTOW's strongest political act, and can be used very effectively to politicize the culture, that if men's gender problems are not addressed specifically, if the divorce laws are not made men fair, and the paternity rejection right is not passed, that means legislated, etc., then the MGTOW / masculist will continue to annihilate the population by continuing to reject paternity. MGTOWs need to become far more political and start forcing society to change its attitudes towards men. MGTOW / masculists really need to operate in the schools and universities, setting up a men's lib group in every high school and every college to preach MGTOW / masculist ideas to their fellow student males, and to put enormous moral pressure on women to fit up and not expect men to be their manslaves, or they will be punished. In other words, the MGTOW/masochists need to change the zeitgeist, that is, the unconscious, unquestioned assumptions about men's gender role. Women need to be taught by parents and by teachers at school and professors at university that they have a powerful moral obligation to be FIPs, that's FIP, financially independent persons, to get a FIP major education, that is, math and the sciences, so that they can be FIPs as adults and not expect a parasite of some manslave's money. MGTOW/masochists need to work on the broadcast media so that the journalists and TV producers become conscious that the population will get wiped out if the MGTOW/masochists continue to reject paternity due largely to the toxicity of the divorce courts, taken over by the fluffy feminist hypocrites in all their fluffy feminist hypocrisy. MGTOWs are making YouTube videos, which is a good start, but that's not all that it is. But that's all that it is, a start. Far more needs to be done, as mentioned above. Young men at high school and at college need to absorb MGTOW masochist ideas and talk amongst themselves. The next step is to set up men's lib groups, to reach out to other men who are not conscious how toxic the divorce courts are, and be taught that in today's fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, only foolish, ignorant men marry. Many young men are unaware that they will have roughly a 1 in 4 chance of being financially massacred by the divorce court system if he marries. It's far smarter for men not to marry, not to have kids, and to spend their money on themselves as a political means to force society to menfare itself and the gender laws. Fluffy feminists who dump on men in public need to have their arrogance pricked by being regularly confronted by angry masculine MGTOWs who harangue them back with MGTOW masculist ideas so that these misandrous feminazi bitches learn to be afraid of being confronted very angrily by MGTOW masculists who have no patience with these misandrous bitches who think they have a monopoly over gender discourse, which they obviously don't. MGTOW/masculist ideas need to become part of any person's general knowledge, the way feminist ideas are today. A few decades ago, feminism was a fringe movement, but today it's mainstream. Every young woman is influenced by it, because it's now firmly entrenched in the cultural norms. MGTOW masculists need to do the same for MGTOW masculist ideas, and for that to happen, MGTOW masculists need to educate society on these ideas. MGTOW masculists need to be a lot more political and aggressive in getting their message out. MGTOW masculists have a nuclear weapon in the form of their most powerful political argument, namely that, quote, if society, and especially the gender politicians, don't menfare, that's the verb, society and the gender laws, then we MGTOWs, masculists, are prepared to annihilate the population by continuing to reject paternity. This extremely powerful argument and political weapon needs to be used by the MGTOWs, masculists, to force society and the gender politicians to listen, and to listen hard, because the rejection of paternity is the most important issue of our times. What is more important to humanity than the survival of humanity? So, MGTOWs, learn a lesson from the masculists. Get off your lazy, passive, apolitical asses and use your nuclear weapon argument of population annihilation on society to force it to change. Get out there and help form men's lib groups in every high school and every college university. Talk to the broadcast media. Get the MGTOW masculist message out to the masses to wake up most men who are asleep on these issues. It's not enough for MGTOWs to make YouTube videos. MGTOWs need to be a lot more political to force a change in the gender expectations zeitgeist. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. Email: profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website: profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name: Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. Ciao.